Asadid Arbab Adam. No.
It's voting day in Jabal Camp in eastern Chad, home to 22,000 Darfuri refugees, just a couple of kilometers from Gozbeta town. Today, refugees are voting for the leader of the camp section they live in. It's a way to maintain control over their lives. Ibrahim Yahya Adam ducks behind a tarp to cast his secret vote. Placing the folded sheet of paper in a white bucket in front of the voter registration table. Adam has lived in the camp for the past 13 years. Voting is key, he says.
It's very important to vote. Why? Because everyone is free to choose their leader. But there's lots of candidates. Therefore, among the candidates, if there's one who wins, I know that he is elected by the people. Today, I'm really happy, and I'm free now.
At first glance, the camp looks like a village. It was founded in 2004 to hold Darfuri refugees. But as time goes on, Darfur is out of the media spotlight. But that doesn't mean it's safe to go back. Life is becoming more difficult as fighting still breaks out in the region, and Darfuris are worried about when they can go home, says Adam.
I've lived here 13 years. I want to return. But up to now, Sudan is destabilized. There's still no disarmament. Here, we go outside of the village. We pick up our cattle. Farmers grow their millet. But what we're missing is education. If life improves in Sudan, we'll return. Up to now, we know it's been difficult in Sudan.
Fatima Hatari Yakub from Habile Prefecture in Darfur has lived in the camp for the past 14 years. She finished filling her plastic can at the water point. A divorcee with four children, she finds it hard to pay for food and school fees. She's worked in the health center in the camp, and she cleans homes in nearby Gozbeta town. But it's not enough to live on, she says.
With two jobs, my income total was 18,000 CFA. The 18,000 a month complemented food rations. That money alone kept the kids at school and paid for their fees, but it's not enough for five people.
Her 18,000 CFA equals 27 euros for a month's work in two jobs. Access to food is a problem, say many of the refugees we spoke to. Last year, the World Food Program switched from giving food rations to handing out cash cards that could be used with local traders in the camp. Some refugees enjoy the freedom to choose their food, but others protested. Karya Ishir Idris Ishir, the chief of the Baloch people at Jabal Camp, says the cash card was fine with him, but his people thought otherwise.
They were afraid because there are no big farms producing a lot of sorghum. They were afraid that the sorghum would disappear here if thousands of refugees went to get it at the same time. They said they liked the old system. Even if it's a small amount, we like to get our sorghum from the World Food Programme. I told them, we have no power, we have to agree. But most of the people on my block refused, but I spoke on their behalf and I was thrown in prison.
Others are dealing with food the best they can, but their scars from fleeing the conflict in their homeland still affect their daily lives. While running from the Janjaweed in his hometown of Urum village, Darfur, Adam Ali Hussein was shot in the head as well as his back. On the back of his head, a hairless, jagged scar stands out in contrast to his hair.
During the attack, I lost a lot of family members. Then the Janjaweed also chased us on the way. We were hiding in the bush. On the second day, the Janjaweed raped my wife and beat her.
Hussein says he loves his wife, and they're still together and have nine children. But life is hard with constant pain.
It's difficult for us to work hard, but we have to work during this rainy season. We have a small farm and we go there. I can't work in the hot sun. I work a bit in the early morning. My wife, because of the injuries from the Janjaweed, she can't hold heavy things on her head, like water. Our children are also trying to work. They grow a few things.
It's the end of the day here at Jabal Camp, and members of Senar, The Chadian National Refugee Assistance Agency that manages the camp are helping to count the votes. Those who voted say they're trying to take control of their lives. But that's difficult when you've been living for 13 years in a refugee camp and have no idea when it will be safe to go home. Reporting for RFI from Jabal Refugee Camp in Gozbeta, Chad, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto. Thank you.